Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My congressman was saying something about Open RAN. Does it have something to do with 5G, or is it related to the Huawei U.S. trade thingy? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about Open RAN. A radio access network, or RAN, is part of a mobile telecommunication system. It's the part of the system that connects your device, like your cell phone, to the core network. When you see those antennas on buildings or fake palm trees, those antennas, along with the base stations they're connected to, are the RAN, the radio access network. Let's say you want to watch a YouTube video of Korean pop idol IU. You tap a button on your phone. Your phone converts that to a radio signal that is broadcast out and received by the antenna on a RAN base station. The RAN base station digitizes that radio signal and connects it to the CN, the core network. The core network handles things like authenticating you. Are you really a subscriber to this service? Switching phone calls. Remember, that's what cell phone used to really stand for? It connects you to the internet, of course. And it handles handing your connection over from one RAN base station to the next as you move along. That's why you can keep watching that video while you're in a car. Since, in this case, you're trying to watch a video off the internet, the CN is going to send your request to the internet, where it heads off to YouTube. YouTube finds the IU video you want and sends it back through the internet to the core network, which then sends it to the right RAN base station to convert it to the mobile network signal, broadcast it back out to your phone, which converts it back from a radio signal into a YouTube video of IU singing Yellow C-A-R-D. Now, different radio access networks were implemented over the years for different network services like GSM, LTE, etc. So when a new network technology comes along, like those in 5G, you need new RAN equipment to run it. Historically, companies buy all their equipment from one company, like Nokia, Ericsson, Huawei, etc. It's technically always been possible to have different vendors for different parts you need to build a network, but the vendors haven't historically made that easy. Hardware and software are usually tightly integrated. The interfaces have not interoperated with other vendors' hardware. So once you buy into one of these equipment makers for your RAN, you're pretty much stuck buying from that vendor from then on. If you wanted to switch vendors mid-deployment, say because your country decided to block one of the vendors from selling you more equipment, you have to rip out all of their RAN equipment and replace it, which costs money and time. Unless you got Open RAN. Open RAN is one of many projects from the nonprofit Telecom Infra Project. Telecom Infra Project is led by Intel, Facebook, Nokia, Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, Telefonica, and BT Group. Open RAN is a project under the Telecom Infra Project. And Open RAN itself aims to enable an open ecosystem of RAN solutions. Now, that works alongside a different organization called the O-RAN Alliance. The O-RAN Alliance was founded by AT&T, China Mobile, Deutsche Telekom, NTT Docomo, and Orange, and it's made up of multiple operators, software and equipment makers. It's huge. And the O-RAN Alliance is defining the specs for Open RAN implementation. So Open RAN under the Telecom Infra Project, making the Open RAN technology, O-RAN defining the specs so that everybody can implement it. Open RAN breaks up the RAN system into three building blocks. There's the radio unit, or the RU, which handles receiving and transmitting radio signals, amplifying them and digitizing them. It's usually in the antenna or right next to the antenna. The distributed unit, or DU, is close to the radio unit, and the centralized unit, or CU, is closer to the core. Both are part of the base station and handle sending the digitized signal into the core network, and sometimes the two are referred to collectively as the baseband unit, or BBU, because before 5G, you didn't usually have them broken up into two things. So going back to our earlier YouTube example, your YouTube video request is received by the RU, handed to the DU, then to the CU, where it goes into the network to get the video by IU. Got it? Anyway, let's get to the why of all this. Flexibility. You can buy parts from whoever has them cheapest. You can use one supplier for radios, the RU, but choose another supplier for the processors in the DU and the CU. In fact, you could choose one different supplier for each if you wanted to. A network can use technology from multiple companies, enabling competition and hopefully reducing prices. And you could even switch to a vendor mid-deployment without having to rip everything else out. That's made even easier because of the possibility of third-party testing. Radios that meet the 3GPP industry standard, that's just for mobile networks in general, and the O-RAN specs can be tested independently. An operator doesn't have to test radios in their own labs because the standard means it will work in any standards-compliant network. That makes it easier to buy low-cost radios without having to worry about systems integration and the costs and lock-in that come with it. The O-RAN Alliance has standardized 11 interfaces within the RAN, including front haul between the RU and the DU, mid haul between the DU and the CU, and back haul going from the RAN to the core. The O-RAN Alliance also is developing RIC, R-I-C, the RAN Intelligent Controller, that is meant to be embedded in the network for operation and optimization to happen without needing a human involved. That's especially important given the complexity of 5G networks. And OpenRAN lets you run software-based network functions on any standard commercial off-the-shelf server thanks to the open interface. So whatever RAN parts you buy can work with whatever servers run your core network. Another benefit of OpenRAN is it can be deployed along with something called VRAN. VRAN virtualizes network functions, like the DU and the CU, to run on any cloud server that's close enough to your base station. That way, multiple network operators can run virtual network functions, or VNF, on the same platform, reducing infrastructure costs. You don't have to build new infrastructure for every network operator. They might want to anyway, but the option is now there. Most telcos and chipmakers are part of O-RAN, as are Nokia, Ericsson, and Cisco, and many other interested parties, so this has lots of industry momentum. A word to the actual network engineers out there who I know have probably rolled their eyes a moment or two during this explanation. I know this is way oversimplified, but hopefully this gives the non-industry folks an overview of what OpenRAN means. And what does it all mean to you non-industry folks? Well, it might mean more networks and hopefully will mean cheaper service. And when you hear politicians or PR people talking about OpenRAN as a solution or impediment to something they want, now you'll know what they're talking about. In other words, I hope you know a little more about OpenRAN.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.